Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is Skincare with Friends.
Good evening.
Hello, this is Skincare with Friends with Nia Patton.
And Natalie.
I have some lovely news. I'm pregnant.
Oh. Imagine. I don't know what my first reaction was just, to actually heave then when you said
looked
that.
Really, like, disgusted at, like, me.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. It's not physically possible.
No.
No, it's not that. I finished my postgraduate diploma.
Well done.
Yes.
Did you get an A?
I haven't got the results yet. Okay. I'm expecting an A. The amount of effort I put in. I hope.
Do your tutors tell you you're on track for an A?
Yeah, everything was pointing towards A.
Well done, that's so good.
I know, it's such a weight off my mind. It's weird. It's like I spent hours doing it every single day for the last year. So now I'm like, oh, well, what do I do?
Don't try and replace that replenished time with anything else.
No, well, I'm just going to do my blogging now, so yeah. I'm going to put...
Well, and you've got a third child.
Yeah.
So there's that.
There's that. But, you know, they like, breastfeed and sleep on you for hours.
Except now, at night time when you need them to.
Yeah, yeah. Although she is asleep and not on me.
Which is great. She's very cute.
She is so small.
She is so small and beautiful.
Does scream a lot though.
Does she?
Yeah. If she's awake, she's pretty much screaming.
I think you're just going to have very calm teenage daughters.
Maybe.
You had screamers.
Yeah, they're all screams.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know what's normal. I'm sort of. Yeah. Do all babies scream?
Being shouted at by your kids.
Yeah. I'm just like, normal. I just take it on the chin now.
Yeah.
I'm like,
me as well.
Oh, babes. Oh, poor you, babes.
Don't cry, love.
You'll be okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I'm quite happy and well and free of having to do studying all the time. But yeah, I'm really excited and I'm going to be doing loads more blogging and stuff. So it's so cool to have the time back.
Well done. Congratulations.
Yeah,
welcome back
you.
To the real world.
I know. I can't wait to be in it.
Great.
So today you wanted to speak about... clean skin, or like the...
I just want to talk about
bollocks
that some, mainly people with a big Instagram following, but I am going to use the word wellness because these idiots like using it as well.
Mm.
So wellness people that like to put natural, chemical-free, vegan and organic, and toxins, they like the word toxins as well, on their things. I screenshot so many of this person's page before I got blocked by them.
Oh, no, you got blocked?
Yeah, I actually asked a pretty innocuous question as well.
Oh, how fascinating.
It's brilliant. There's a page... I don't really want to give them... I don't really want to name them, actually, because I don't want to give them traffic.
Yeah,
you know, because Sam Farmer called them out. And
yeah, I love Sam Farmer. He's blunt as...
He's great. And so Sam Farmer called them out, and as did Nadine Baggett, Sally Hughes, Caroline Hirons, and of course when she gets on board, then all of her followers are like...
They will pick up their...
We'll pick it up. So they went on to this...
That's not
woman.
Pickaxes.
Yeah.
The same thing.
They went on to this... These two sisters' page, who have a page...
So they got a big following, these sisters?
I would say it's probably grown by about 2,500 since
this
whole thing
kicked
off.
Yeah.
So they've probably started off with like 7,000 followers and they got to say 10,
yeah.
Which I don't want to direct any more traffic their way, so I don't want to name them.
No, even if it's to pour scorn.
Yeah, because you won't. There'll be the odd person that... Straight off the bat, they are anti-vaccine people who don't have their own children, which I love.
What?
Because I think that...
How can you talk about other people's children and recommend something for them?
I firmly believe that if they did have children, they would secretly get them vaccinated, but not tell their...
The whole thing.
Diehard Instagram followers about it.
Anti-vaccination thing. It's so utterly appalling.
It is appalling. And also, they are anti-sunscreen as well.
What?
Because sunscreen gives you cancer. The sun doesn't give you cancer. This is actually...
Ah.
So, before I get just...
Oh, you've got to tell me when I stop recording.
Yeah.
So I can go and throw eggs at their house. I'm going we'll to look go, at their we'll Instagram have to go page. To London
and I'll find their house. Their Chelsea flat. But so they're always the same. These people, they will use blanket terms like toxins, natural and chemical free. What they did was they did a, you know, when you have like this is bad and this is the great alternative. So what they did was sort of about 30 or 40 posts called with a product, say like a deodorant, say Sam Farmer's deodorant.
It's got aluminium chloride in it.
So whatever. With a huge red, and you can even see the font in your head, can't you? Toxic, like across the
neck.
And then
like
has
a stamp.
Very cheaply done. And then with like the alternative. So they will, anything that is not considered a natural ingredient is going to be labelled toxic. So that's
but
their
natural
first.
Ingredients can be very toxic.
Yeah.
Like essential oils are pretty bad for you.
Asbestos is natural.
Yeah.
There's loads of...
Botulism.
Yeah, so there's lots. So I would just like to talk about how irresponsible pages like this are, but also how they do feast on the insecurities of very vulnerable people who do want to follow a more natural, and that's fine, you know, if you want to follow a more natural way of living and you want to sort of, you want to look after the planet.
Yeah, and that's a different matter, isn't
completely
it?
Completely different. But that's the point, I think, those people's sort of fears will be sort of devoured by people like that. And who also like to tell you that
plastic packaging is definitely bad. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
the only good thing about these, amazingly, and they are really entertaining to read as well, is that you get to know that there are so many good people doing really good works. So there was a chemist, I think she's written a book about simple skincare.
That sounds familiar.
Anjali, is it? What's her name? Brilliant person, anyway. And anyway, so you'll look at pages like this and just think, oh my god, has the world gone mad? And then you'll realise, actually, no, this is, you know, there are lots of very, very normal people trying to, I hasten to use the word educate, but you know what I mean, trying to put information out there. So my thing is making blanket assumptions on ingredients.
Yeah, when, based on no evidence, like, you know.
Or evidence that's been really highly cherry-picked.
Yeah, so, and that's not evidence. No. That's poor evidence.
Yeah, so
no
they'll read a study where...
Yeah,
four people maybe have been.
Yeah, that's no use. Yeah. That's not statistically significant.
No.
Or useful.
No.
Yeah, yeah, it's terrible.
Yeah,
it's really naughty.
So they've taken a few posts down, but obviously it's not just them. There's loads of people sort of following this. You know, it's like an epidemic, isn't it? But one, the one that Sam Farmer, that they raised about Sam Farmer. I sent him a message saying, oh my God, this is terrible. Do you not have, you know, legal teams that can send them a cease and desist? Because they did a few about Unilever-owned products. And as soon as they were up, they were down again.
Yeah.
So it just made me...
It's a letter from a lawyer.
Just a letter from a lawyer. But they haven't removed all of them. They've only removed the ones where people have... Their lawyers have actually said, remove it. Otherwise, they're still going. But Sam Farmer had a really good point, and he said, well, actually, I think there's an opportunity to have lots of learning
around this. Yeah, let's discuss
it. Yeah.
Oh, so wow, how clever.
Was really clever and philosophical about it. I said, you're a better person than I am, because I think I would just lose it.
Get cross.
Yeah, just get very cross. So, I don't know, how do you feel about it? I've just spoken for 10 minutes.
No, that's nice. it's normally me that's speaking. I mean... Obviously, people are just misinformed and they're trying to do the right thing for themselves and the planet, and they are poorly guided.
Yes.
And by people who appear to be an authority.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it depends what you're trying to avoid and what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
So you know, what chemicals are you thinking? I like, you know, I find it really bewildering because everyone goes on about parabens.
Yes.
Because there was a bit of research, a tiny bit of research, where parabens have been found in breast cancer tumours.
Yes.
So people jumped on to the assumption that the parabens had something to do with the cancer.
Yeah.
But it turned out that no, it was very, very unlikely that parabens had anything to do with it, and it seems that they're safe.
Yeah.
So because there was that happened, everything's got paraben-free written on it, but it's actually not a bad preservative at all, and there are other preservatives that are much more toxic.
Yeah.
So, you know, that kind of thing. And it's just everywhere now, parabens, paraben-free. So just because everyone's written paraben-free, people then assume that parabens are bad.
Yeah.
Like, nobody said they were bad. They're not bad. It's fine. So, you know, it's really stupid.
And what's the deal with aluminium?
Yeah, why is that on aluminium sort of been linked with Alzheimer's disease, I think. Okay. And I'm sure...
Wasn't there cancer? I was going to say breast cancer, because especially women using deodorant, that was a big thing, wasn't there?
Mm.
But have there been links drawn?
I don't know. I need to read.
One person I did, this is the thing about, you know, like I was saying about when you stumble on utter bullshit on Instagram, you do then meet a lot of people who are like-minded and they're brilliant. There's this one guy called Dr. Joshua Warlich. Do you know him?
No.
He's only young and he's a surgeon, but he's a really big presence on Instagram. He's very sensible and he's talking about, you know, trying to break down a lot of this bullshit. But anyway, he picked a page in particular that's got a huge following, which is a woman called Rose Uncharted. I will name her because I think if you are stupid enough to say that the sun doesn't cause skin cancer, you probably need to be named.
Deserve to be lynched.
Yes. So she...
Everybody get your pitchforks. Your pickaxes, though.
No, not your pickaxes. So...
Fire on sticks.
She has said there is no evidence to support sun exposure and the links to skin cancer. Yeah. So this is what she's saying. There is an ocean of evidence showing the contrary. Over the years...
Ocean of evidence to the contrary.
Let's just swim through the ocean, okay?
Mm.
Let's swim through this ocean. So over the years, several studies have confirmed that appropriate sun exposure actually helps prevent skin cancer.
Mm.
I think, in fact, she says, melanoma occurrence has been found to decrease with greater sun exposure.
What about in Australia?
Yeah. So I think what she has taken in her cherry-picked mind is there are fewer instances of people near the equator suffering from skin cancers. What she doesn't mention there is those people are brown, black.
Yeah. Because we sent everybody over to Australia. They're all white people over there, and they are very full of cancer.
But then, of course, what she is also saying, the links then... is that she's also said that if you are black or anything other than white, you don't need any sunscreen at all.
What?
But that's actually very popular. That's a very popular school of thought. So what she's saying is, she goes on to... just wait. You'll need another drink. Sun exposure and ozone depletion will never be the primary contributors to skin cancer. By studying those populations that live in areas, here we go, with severe UVB exposure, namely those locations near the equator, there is actually a decrease.
She's doing this on purpose, though, isn't she? It's like when it's like Nasty Nick on Big Brother.
No, I don't.
Deliberately assumes an evil character in order to get followers because people love this shit. They eat it up.
Yeah,
she's doing it on purpose. Nobody can be that thick.
I really think she can. And as you travel from the pole to the equator, UV exposure increases by 5,000%. This is due to the changing angle that the sun's rays penetrate the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. I don't know about any of that. Ozone depletion increases in UV exposure by a paltry 20%. If UVB exposure and ozone depletion were the cause of skin cancer, those populations living close to the equator would be eaten alive with malignant melanoma. Mm. Yet the opposite is true, and this is a picture of her. She's saluting the sun.
She got fake tan on, is she?
Yeah, and she's probably about 20. And she says, I won't wear sunblock until the day I die, which might not be that long. And if I ever get skin cancer, spots or wrinkles, it won't be because I didn't wear SPF. And Dr. Joshua's gone, yes, it will be.
Like,
Yeah.
It's 80% of aging is from sun damage.
Yeah.
There's been studies, many wonderful studies by scientists who know things.
Yeah.
80%, that's unreal.
Yes.
So if you just like stayed inside with no windows.
So this lovely man who's trying to be very patient is
90.
Yeah. He uses the Fitzpatrick scale.
Yeah.
So the Fitzpatrick scale listing six very, general skin colour types. So the darker the skin, the more melanin pigment, meaning the more UV radiation is absorbed before it can damage DNA. This lowers the risk of cancer. Yes. The incidence of skin cancer is lower at the equator because of evolutionary genetics, not because UV radiation doesn't cause skin cancer.
Yeah. So I find it really, a sort of light bulb went on.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I get that people who live in sunnier places have darker skin.
Yes.
But then it occurred to me that people who live in the middle have skin that changes colour.
Yes.
In the season. It's like, that's so cunning.
Yeah.
But people who live really far north are very pale and don't tan at all.
Yes.
Isn't that clever?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
So we're just like, well, we're kind of in the middle, so they'll be brown sometimes and white sometimes.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like genius.
It is genius. Mm. So I think what this doctor is very patiently trying to say is, I think she's drawn this link because she's read somewhere and there are studies which say that vitamin D can play a role.
Yeah, I mean, I've just done this on my course.
Right.
Just like gone into every single lie and controversy about sunscreen and sun that exists.
Yeah.
And sunscreen isn't bad at all. Like I think we talked about it last time, the dangers of chemical sunscreens.
Yeah.
So, there's a hormone interruption, vitamin D, but it doesn't actually have any kind of effect on vitamin D at all.
Yeah.
Somehow.
But I think what he's saying is that she's read a study which has looks into vitamin D having a role in...
There are studies that implicate sunscreen in cancer.
Yeah.
You know, there were studies that showed that people who wear sunscreen are more likely to get cancer.
Mm.
So if you take that fact on its own, then that's, sunscreen's terrible. But it doesn't then come with the paragraph that says that
because you're baking yourself in the sun.
Yeah, people who wear sunscreen think that they're really well protected from the sun, and then they go and lie in the sun, and they don't apply it properly anyway, so they're not protected.
Yeah.
So if they use it properly, like Caroline, you say Hirons, I say Hirons.
I think she says Hirons.
Oh, so right. Well, she probably knows.
I would have said Hirons.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds
I'll
Frenchy.
Change then. Sorry, Caroline. I know you're listening. Caroline Hirons wrote a lovely blog post about how much sunscreen you should take on holiday.
Yes, I saw that.
42 bottles of sunscreen for a family of four or five.
Yeah.
It's like, so basically a suitcase full of sunscreen.
Yes.
Just sunscreen. Yeah.
I think it actually...
But
yeah.
That's the right way to do it. But if people bring one bottle and they use that for their whole holiday...
Yeah.
I go through sunscreen a lot quicker than I used to. Like, I buy dozens of bottles. Maybe I'll buy 10 bottles of sunscreen a year for the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know how much sunscreen I go through. But yeah, there's many, many bottles of sunscreen turning over. But it's not 42 in a 2 week period.
That is bonkers.
Yeah.
Just sit in the shade for quite a long time as well.
Yeah, that's it. I don't like going in the sun anymore.
Yeah.
You've got to go outside if you need to get your car.
Yeah.
it's very frightening, but you do have to do it.
It's looking like Winona Ryder in them.
Yeah, in Beetlejuice.
Yes, with a massive brim hat.
Huge black hat.
I loved that.
Yeah.
But this is what's interesting about this doctor and Caroline Hirons and all the rest of those people is to show that women like this Rose Uncharted read a study which links production of vitamin D can vitamin D not cure cancer, but you know what I mean? Can vitamin D have a role in...
Vitamin D is enormously important for your health.
So what she's put in her head is, well, the sun makes you produce vitamin D.
So,
therefore, if vitamin D can lower your chance, so
vitamin
therefore the sun
is very healthy, which it is, no doubting that. But actually, sunscreen doesn't stop you from producing vitamin D somehow. Yeah. But, you know, they've done studies.
Yeah.
They've tested the vitamin D amounts in sunscreen wearers and non-sunscreen wearers, and sunscreen wearers are okay.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, coincidentally, vitamin D deficiency is as much as 80% of the population.
Yeah.
Which is quite an important thing to think about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if you do wear sunscreen, maybe, I think, well, everyone is supposed to supplement with vitamin D anyway. So,
do you ever used to use the D drops in your kids' food? Vitamin D drops?
It was always to the side of my sofa where I have vitamin D drops.
Of course.
Right next to my buttocks.
Would have this.
Stuck by my ass.
Yeah, these were
ready
great.
To go.
Yeah,
them. Yeah, have them.
There
funny
we are.
Enough.
There they are. They're in her hand right now. Funny. She just plucked them from right by her bum.
Yeah. Although the older two have gummies because they're obsessed with
gummies.
Oh, yeah,
gummies are lush. Yeah. So, this is the distinction this girl has read. Well, vitamin D production is good, but the sun produces vitamin C, ergo the sun must be good.
Yes, yeah, so sun equals healthy because vitamin D.
But it also can give you cancer, and that's the amazing thing about things. The dose is the poison. Yeah. So
we're talking like, you know, 15 minutes around 50. It's really difficult to put a number on it.
Yeah.
A really small amount of time unexposed.
Yeah.
But, you know, I think it's places on your body where the blood is near to the surface of the skin.
Okay, so you just put your wrists
out. So put your wrists, close your eyes, because you've got blood vessels in your eyelids.
Right.
Close your eyes, put your wrists out to the sun.
Winona hat on, though.
Yeah, so sit.
Maybe your ankles.
There. Ankles, wherever you've got lots of veins.
Backs of the knees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So not your face. Okay. You don't need to show your face to get vitamin D.
Cool.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah. That's great. Thanks
That's
for that.
That's it, isn't it? That's all we need to do.
For 15 minutes.
It's a small amount of time. When you're wandering around, don't put sunscreen on the insides of your wrist.
Yeah, that would be strange.
Yeah. I do have some new sunscreens.
Yeah, let's talk about them.
Yeah. We need a YouTube channel, Natalie. This is stupid. We can't just talk about sunscreen, but I'll put some on my hand, and the listeners can hear how you react to the lovely sunscreens. So I've got True Seeker Mineral 100 Calming Sunscreen by Sun by Me, which is a Korean brand. So it looks, the blob is really white.
Magic!
It does go not white at all.
Wow!
When you rub it in,
that's good. And it's
gone. Look.
Totes mineral.
Totes Mins.
What?
Yeah, look at it. There's nothing there.
Oh, my God. I had to recommend this to a colleague of mine who's saying, what mineral sunscreen do you use? Cause
all of them are white.
That is amazing.
It's gone.
I love the Korean brand names. They're so cute. Have you seen the one called Sunprise?
Sunprise! Yeah. You get a prize.
But it's spelt like surprise, but with sun.
Yeah.
It's really cute.
It is all cute and really cutely packaging. So, like, it's almost so cute that you don't believe the sun protection that it can provide.
Yes, this is a cream for dollies.
Dolly cream. In mermaid gel.
Yeah. The only problem, and this is rather problematic, is they do love to put the words whitening, don't they?
They do. But that's just because it's got our beauty in it.
I know. It's just a bit of a... It's not, you know... It's they're not putting, like... Do you remember, like, Fade Out? Remember Fade Out?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nothing. There's nothing murky about that. Sunblock with very strong water resistance, certified by.
This is like the cheapest one I could find. It was £5.
Well, this one here. Mm. So this is whitening UV sunblock.
Yeah.
I don't see a brand name. Is it
Jigot?
Jigot is the brand name.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was like the cheapest sunblock I could find on Yes Style. I just thought I'll buy it because, you know. Maybe all Korean sunscreens are good, even if the packaging looks a bit shonky.
This isn't open yet.
It is.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay, can I put it on my hand?
Yeah. So even if the packaging looks shonky and it's dirt cheap, is it going to still be good just because it's Korean? And the answer is...
Holy hell, yes. Oh, it smells very babyish as well.
Does it? I haven't really sniffed them.
It's not... I
need to really concentrate, you know.
It's very mildly fragrant.
Yeah.
That.
They are fragrance.
Listeners, this is amazing. If you are pissed off by mineral sunscreen, I urge you to just get on the Korean.
Yeah, because if you bought the cheapest sunscreen possible in a UK pharmacy,
it would be Malibu oil.
It would be disgusting and sticky and visible and wrong. And yeah, even the cheapest Korean one.
Okay, so that's True Seeker Mineral 100, which is just amazing.
That's my favourite of them all.
It's, the Jigot one, which is just as good.
It's almost as good.
They're both SPF 50, but PA++++, and there's PA4+ on the True Seeker. Okay.
This one's cute. So we've got JM Solution Glow Luminous Flower Light Sun Stick.
This looks like deodorant for dollies.
Oh my God. It's like a little pink stick.
Oh, right. So it's a stick.
I put it all on my Instagram quite recently, so people might be familiar with what we're talking about.
Okay.
And it's just invisible.
It's totally invisible, and there is no stickiness whatsoever.
That was like £8, something, not much.
Oh my God, this is the coolest.
I know, it's like, I'm not, you know, I feel like I've grown up quite a lot as a human being, because I'm so excited to get five, I've got another one, but that stinks.
Right.
Perfume.
JM Solution, so that one, the one is, the stick is JM Solution.
JM Solution.
That's amazing. Then we've got Centella Green Level Safe Sun, SPF+50.
By Purito.
Purito.
So that's very high, and it's like, got really low score on EWG. So, you know, some chemical, it's pure chemical sunscreen, the Purito one. So some chemical sunscreens have got quite high irritancy, sort of, you know, problems with...
You have to tell everyone what the EWG means.
European Working Group? It's like the board, the body that assesses skincare ingredients and cosmetic ingredients.
Why has it got really...
toxic they are.
Yeah, because it gets a bad rep.
Yeah, it does, yeah. I think it...
Is it because I think a lot of these clean living people like to cite the toxicness of some stuff as described by EWG?
EWG, don't know. It's shonky, apparently.
That smells quite perfumey, though.
Yeah.
Do you like that one?
I literally just, you know, I've only got one face, unfortunately. So I've only used these two so far, so I've only used the cheapest one and the True Seeker one so far. I haven't really got to grips with that. I just checked it and saw that it wasn't white and thought, yay.
Yeah, looks great. It's amazing.
Yeah, I think they're all just better. I haven't got, you know, like, the thing is with the Korean sunscreens is they can have alcohol in them and they've got fragrance in them sometimes.
Yeah.
But they generally look nicer and they've got high SPF. Like in Britain, I think you struggle to find a factor 50, and they're always quite horrible and heavy duty and greasy.
Yeah, they are. I'm just trying to find. You keep talking about that. I'm just trying to find another post. Hold on. What's your fifth one? What's your fifth sunscreen?
Oh, it was it's a mist, because we all want a mist, don't we? We do need to have a. We need to do this again, but with a video camera pointing at us. This is stupid. La Biotte UV Veil No Sebum Sun Mist. SPF 50, PA, plus. So it's a mist. So, like, I want a mist to just sort of top up. But it sprays it everywhere. It's like misses my...
Do you know what?
It's got
God.
Yeah. So that...
it's like... So like just spray the back of your head and the wall behind you.
The diameter of the mist is like, if I spray it towards my face, it gets my arms and my hair.
This is lovely. So it's called UV Veil.
No, I don't know. It stinks. Sun. Like, smell it.
Oh, that smells of old ladies. I like that.
No.
You won't like it, but I like it.
No, I don't like it.
Oh, well, I like
it. I mean, like, if I could spray it at my face without spraying everything else, then maybe I would like it.
If it smells a bit like... perfumey as well, and you're spraying it. There's no way you can avoid your eye area.
No,
that's what
exactly.
I think with these things, like, you can't.
Why does need to
it.
Smell so strongly?
Yeah, and if you're going to put a spray that's going to pump literally on your face, that's brilliant.
I haven't come across a good mist sunscreen yet that I felt happy.
Yeah,
with
oh, that's lovely. We'll enjoy these because they're.
I am very happy with my SPF.
back to bullshit clean living people, okay,
yeah.
For just for a second. So this woman has said that this is another thing as well. So have you heard about having an alkaline diet will mean you never have cancer?
I didn't really understand what they mean.
If you can alkalize your body by just...
You can't, though, because your stomach is
full. You can, because a clean living woman told me, okay? So just... I don't care about your science and your medical background, Leah.
That's frustrating.
This woman told me
I haven't even seen what it says and I'm annoyed.
This is the worst thing. Can you imagine the hell of having someone that you
love... But they're thinking that we can change our body's pH.
Yeah, I haven't even got to it. You just wait. You need to pour yourself another...
It would be really bad. All the enzymes would stop working and we'd die.
Yeah. So... Can you imagine the horror of seeing somebody or going through someone that you love so much going through something like cancer?
Mm.
Such a destroying and horrible thing to go through or witness. So imagine being told as a cancer survivor that it's pretty much your fault because of your toxic intake. So
if your body's the wrong pH,
more alkaline, you would not have had that lump in your tit.
Oh my God.
So... This woman, same dickhead, said...
A rose
uncharted. I know people will say bullying and bullying, but I'm sorry, you should be able to call out people who are...
She needs to be responsible for her foolishness.
Absolutely. So she said, cancer is and will always be instigated by a toxic body. That's a medical term. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. Toxic body. It just reminds me of
cigarette smoke and...
Yeah. Focus in skin cancer prevention should be on reducing the body's toxic load, diet, and eliminating or greatly reducing our polyunsaturated fatty acid intake.
Okay.
So we know that she's an idiot anyway, but vitamin D is important for health. Yeah, we know that. So if this doesn't convince you that she's... talking utter bullshit. The same doctor man, I'm still on his Instagram because he just writes very well.
I need to start following him.
He's great. But her...
What's his name again so we can follow him?
Dr. Joshua Warlich.
Warlich.
I mean, Warlich. He looks like a really delightful...
We will tag him in he is, our Instagram post.
He is brilliant. But this is the best. So this is the comments coming from this woman's page, okay?
Yeah.
So comments coming from her followers. Oh, I'm so glad you wrote this post. This totally validates my intuition. Nomadic tribes didn't have sunscreen. Thank you.
Yeah.
And then she's replied saying, I know, and Noah lived to 900. To say the sun was the reason for this dramatic decline in life expectancy is pure conjecture.
Noah?
Yeah, the Bible.
Oh! A fictional character?
Don't you dare!
Live to 900, though. We're meant to die. It's normal. It's natural.
No, the sun exposure has made you... Your sunscreen has made you die.
Oh, right, okay. Yeah, not the sun
exposure.
You'd
be living 10 times longer. So,
if only I lay in the sun...
I know.
Making my
body
alkaline.
But this is the best one, so are you ready? Mm-hmm. Grip your drink. As I understand it, vitamin D enters through the skin from sun exposure.
Mm.
But if we shower as soon as we come in from the outside...
What?
Yes, listen.
Yes.
Much of this vitamin D is washed down.
The drink! How cute! She's special, though, you know?
Because it has not had the time to enter our skin
yet.
No,
but it doesn't sit on top and the sun pushes it in.
To make it sound scientific, she's put in brackets, source, Adele Davis. Who's Adele Davis? Is she a lady at Read Your Palm? Who's Adele Davis? And the woman, Rose Uncharted, has just replied, correct.
Oh!
So.
It's almost, don't you enjoy it though?
Yes.
Are you enjoying this a little bit?
Yeah. I'm enjoying it, for sure.
But you know, people who are not wearing sunscreen because of her and then getting skin cancer are not going to be enjoying it.
Case in point, this lady in the future. So this is one of the commentators, okay? We live in the sun all summer, spending every morning at the beach without sunscreen. Of course I worry about skin cancer as we tan, and I see freckles and moles. So I really hope you're correct.
You're basically killing me.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know who you are. I've never met you before. I follow you on Instagram, but I've decided not to put sun cream on my kids because of you.
Oh, no.
I'm not really wanting to hide under long sleeves or cover up. She's even, like, to her credit, she's come back to this woman and gone, it's important to note that we do not want to burn. We still want to be mindful of our sun exposure. Seek shade, wear extra clothing. So she's kind of backtracking a little bit there. And she's like, okay, and maybe I don't want to be responsible.
Maybe I'm actually harming somebody's child.
Yes. But this is the best thing. So why do you think that someone like her would be telling these people, you don't want this SPF, you want to maybe use a nice natural balm?
Is she selling it?
No, you guessed it. Yes. Oh, Nia, you must have been on the safety page.
No.
How did you guess it?
I don't know. I'm just clever.
Truly non-toxic sunscreen sold by Rose Uncharted.
Oh, wow, thank God for Rose Uncharted.
I created this balm after finding that there were no gentle sunscreens that I could use.
Oh, there's none.
Mm-hmm. So oils high in pollen saturated fatty acid are very damaging to the body, both internally and externally. Mm. I don't know why she's worried, because surely this washes off just like your vitamin D when you get in the shower. So I don't know what she means. But there we go. She's selling her own balm. So, I mean, obviously she is much more down the more frightening end of the...
Can you imagine talking to her in real life? How would that go?
Yes, yeah.
Get one of those, you know, there's a British TV, if you're not British, a British TV programme called Whack-A-Day. He had a big inflatable hammer to hit children on the head with it.
Yeah, that's right.
I want one of those.
Yeah, just for this. Just for
talking to her.
Woman. Yeah, absolutely. So, anyway, I mean, clearly she's not, you know...
It's not stable.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, yeah. Exactly. And like you said, there are people that run to her aid. So, for example, some woman has straight away come to her aid after Dr. Joshua got involved, saying, you're spreading really quite dangerous information to people who seem to be, you know, listening to you. Someone has come back with a study with lots of names after it, saying, according to the Journal of Pharmacology... wearing a sunscreen with SPF 30 reduces vitamin D synthesis in the skin by more than 95%.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Yeah. You know, that's fine, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But who wears their sunscreen like they're supposed to?
Yeah, also the study was written in 1987 as well, so I'm just thinking...
There's lots of research since then that might have changed. This is not the problem.
In the last 30 years, yeah. Mm. So, it does...
There's no arguing. We do need to get our vitamin D... It doesn't come from diet particularly. You get it in egg yolks, random things, but you don't absorb it very well.
Right.
So it is a thing. You do have to be careful. If you're hiding away from the sun all the time, which is what we're meant to feel like we're supposed to do.
Yeah.
Because the sun is so bad and gives you cancer and makes you old.
Yeah.
Then you're not getting enough vitamin D, and vitamin D can cause osteoporosis and depression, mental illness. So, yeah, you don't want to be deficient in it. So, but I think, they're not entirely wrong, but I don't wear sunscreen all over my entire body every single day and hide from the sun, but I always put sunscreen on my face. You would never bake all day, would you? You know, it's like it's just getting a normal balance of doing things normally, I think, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Don't take that tiny little detail and run with it.
Yeah, well, I think that's it, isn't it? And also, if you're going to cite studies, it's best to learn how to read them.
Yep.
So, whatever you're...
Because you just look foolish.
Yes.
In front of people who do know how to read them and get research.
Yeah, absolutely.
But then, you know, the thing is, the people who are reading this aren't people who understand. You know, they're just normal people who don't spend their time reading studies.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely.
It's just not fair, is it, just to wave the wand of research and go, look, there's a study that says this. When you're saying it to people who don't understand what studies are, and you're talking about a terrible study with only 4 people in it.
Yeah.
Bad.
It is really bad. The other, this doctor, other doctor I was referring to is Anjali Marto. So she's written a book, which looks really nice, actually. Oh, she's called The Skincare Bible.
Yeah, I have.
So very, very nice person. And she is extremely diplomatic. And she also weighed in on this whole, because a lot of people did get involved with this, Rose Uncharted and the other page that I won't name anymore.
And listeners, if you've got anybody that you want to, like, rat out... You know, anybody terrible that you want to expose.
Again, it's fine to talk about, you know, natural and chemical free if you know that you're not. That doesn't really make sense. First of all, it doesn't But you know, if you want to lead, obviously, we don't want to use things on a face that could be harmful either to the environment or to your health or to your face in the long term. But let's face it, things aren't really on sale in Britain and the EU that haven't gone through very stringent checks.
We're not buying lead cream or things that are actually poisonous.
Lead cream sounds like it would really work though on my hyperpigmentation.
Yeah, buying a fake tan isn't great.
No,
it's quite nasty.
Yeah. Have you used tan drops by any particular? Because they're quite popular at the moment.
Yeah,
aren't
I've got some tanning stuff from Easy Tan.
Okay.
EZI Tan. And it's really nice.
Is it?
Yeah, it makes me look a bit more even toned.
Did Pixie ever do them?
That doesn't sound.
I remember them doing like a sun mist, and I couldn't remember whether that actually had an element of fake tan in it or whether it was something else.
But fake tan's not very good for you.
No.
But then it's better than the sun if you want to tan.
Yes. I just want to read a little bit from Dr. Anjali Marta, because she's actually put this really, really well. So she said, an IG page run by two sisters was rightly called out for spreading unnecessary fear about inverted commas toxic chemicals and skincare. So a large number of brands were featured by the page owners, or Sam Farmer is one of them, who may, have no qualifications in cosmetic formulation, science or dermatology. So needless to say, the information across these pages is scientifically incorrect and showed a total lack of understanding for toxicology. The bloggers then reported to have felt bullied and that their space was one for spreading peace and love. Which is a really good way of deflecting any
criticism.
You're bullying me, and also we're natural and spreading peace and love, and you guys are big bullying money makers.
People.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Evil. So the problem is we have a page run by bloggers with no background in cosmetic science or formulation, incorrectly labelling products as dangerous when they're not. Sadly, the ease with which the bullying card is pulled as well. The ladies strike me themselves as nice people who have found a niche, but unfortunately, being nice does not make you right. There is no accountability for people spreading misleading messages. Mm. Completely true. Is it really bullying to tell somebody they are spreading bad information? No, it's not. And then she goes on to Rose Uncharted, saying it doesn't stop here. The account then starts receiving support from Rose Uncharted, which has been telling people that the sun does not cause skin cancer and to ditch sunscreen. So before you know it, both accounts increase in size, and this is why...
But she says to ditch sunscreen, but she makes her own.
Yeah, but it's a sun balm, Nia. Weren't you listening?
No.
It's a sun balm for £25, not sunscreen.
Oh. It's like we know someone who says that coconut oil is better than sunscreen.
Yeah, I know, but when that person's pore becomes the size of their face,
just a pore,
just one giant pulsating pore. It's fine, he's a bloke, sorry.
He won't have any pores, he'll just put some shower gel and it'll go away.
Oh god, shower gel that doubles up as engine oil, like most men's. Like most men's things. So what started as a harmless chat about toxic chemicals spread by a number of bloggers has now ended up in sharing of messages that completely could potentially lead to cancer as a result of this connection, which is very true. So it is harsh, but... and then this doctor, who's amazing, has then quoted someone called the Nutritional Advocate. Have you heard of this guy?
No.
Really great as well.
Really?
This is what I was saying. The one wonderful thing about coming across these terrible pages is that you discover all these wonderful people doing great work.
Yeah.
And this guy has... So the Nutritional Advocate, I think, has a blog... a podcast with Dr. Joshua Warlick. So they have a podcast together. So it's really interesting. He said, you are completely entitled to opinions that are not supported by evidence. But the moment you spread that opinion as a fact, you are a liar. And if you spread the opinion as a fact, knowing it's not supported by evidence, you're both a liar and a fraud.
Hmm.
Occam's barber. Yes. So there we go. So I thought I'd read that out. I know
it's brilliant,
simple, but it's just very well put.
Hmm.
So I just think sometimes what can come across is a nice, harmless alternative, clean, vegan, the rest of it.
It's just hard to know who to believe, isn't it?
It is. And of course, you don't want, you know, the way that companies will try and sell you things in the day and age of, you know, either Facebook ads popping up when you think, oh my God, I just thought about that. How did it target me with an advert? You are right to be cynical about things. You're
bombarded every minute of the day.
And, you know, people are probably being listened to by their microphones.
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think it's outside the realms of possibility.
Yeah.
But either way, you know, we are being targeted.
I don't really care.
Don't you?
No. No, I never say anything.
You don't say anything?
I think only this. It's recorded and put on the internet. I don't say anything that I would be worried about people hearing.
Oh, yeah, I'm not worrying about people spying on me for spilling government secrets. I'm just saying you have a right to have people not listen to you in your house.
Yeah. Oh, you care?
Okay.
No, I don't think I do. I really don't.
Don't you?
No. No. I just thought about it and I really don't care. That's wrong. I should care.
I don't care about CCTV in public because I feel that makes me feel safer. But I do care about being potentially listened to.
Yeah.
What was that film, The Lives of Others? Do you remember that amazing German film?
No.
Okay.
Sorry, it's not about skincare, so I haven't looked at it.
It's about one skincare blogger spying on the other one, and then the other one gets thrown in jail.
One of them said that something was toxic, and it wasn't.
Yeah, and she's like, "What do you mean toxic?" And then she just played Britney Spears' "Toxic" really loud. So she's brilliant. So I would love to have you guys let us know if any pages. You don't have to, please don't tag them. I don't feel like getting into
private messages, and we'll tag them.
Yeah. Because you know, they have a right to say what they like, and
it depends what it is and how they're saying it, I think, isn't it?
But you do owe people the truth.
I think that people have if they've got lots of followers, I think it's your responsibility to not say something dangerous?
Yeah.
Why not?
But you'd think that these are people that are openly telling you not to vaccinate children that they don't have.
Yeah.
So I really don't think they give a shit about...
That's so sad, isn't
about
it?
About responsibility, to be honest.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It wasn't a great... Do you know what also I think about these people? I bet you they have vaccinated their kids.
Yeah.
They're
vaccinated.
They're vaccinated.
Yeah.
And they've lived a lovely, happy life. Really.
Yeah.
They're just saying it.
Good God, that's sick, that is.
Well, it is, but it's also a big bandwagon.
I can't believe we're living in a time where vaccination, you know, the benefits of vaccination is up for debate. I'm really surprised.
I know. But it's a bit topsy-turvy, the whole world, isn't it?
Yeah. Like flat earthers are a thing.
Yeah, I'd love to go to a flat earth convention. Wouldn't you? I'd love to go. I'd like to seethe. Yeah. That wouldn't make me seethe, though. That's entertaining to me.
People would just be laughing.
No one's being harmed. They're not going to threaten to like, take
true.
You to the
yeah,
edge
that's
of the world and push you off it.
You go, no.
Don't push me off the edge of the world in a boat.
do they think happens?
I think they think it's like the Truman Show.
And they'll just go off in their boat and then the studio manager would come
and... You go boop and hit the wall and you get up a ladder and get off. I watched that again for the other day and I just thought, what a great film.
Yeah, how would you score... oh my God, I've forgotten his name. I have to edit this out.
Jim Carrey.
I'm sleep deprived. What would you give him out of 10?
For
being an actor.
Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
He's an anti-vaxxer though.
No, I didn't like him anymore.
I'm afraid he was. Well, no, hold on. He was with Jenny McCarthy, who was a staunch anti-vaxxer.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if he is anymore. He might have seen the light, because a big, huge pair of tits will just, you know, hypnotise
any
man.
Anyone refuse to vaccinate a child.
You will not vaccinate your kids. Yeah. I think he's just wonderful. So, yeah. And we touched on it a little bit. Sorry, I seethed and basically just read off two people's pages.
No, it's good. I really enjoyed it.
But it also just brings me to that whole alkaline.
Oh yeah,
alkaline
that is
diet,
that
is huge. And again,
that's the most bollocks nonsense I've ever heard. Though I don't understand.
Have you not heard this though?
I've heard the phrase. I didn't really know what they meant because, of course, it can't mean that they think that they can change the pH of their body.
Yeah.
Like your body, every single part of it is different pHs depending on what enzymes are at work.
Yes.
It's a very delicate balance.
Yes. It is a very.
What? What part of their body do they think they can alkalize? Just their entire body.
Yes, all of it.
Inside of their body. Yeah. That is so strange.
It is. It's very strange. I'm just trying to find the alkaline diet. No, I can't.
It's just like people who decide to do biology and have a biology experiment without having any knowledge at all.
Yes. Yeah.
It's just nonsense.
Yeah, it's insane.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to find. Oh yes, this woman said washing off vitamin D. Yeah, apparently that's quite a common
idea.
Yeah, washing off vitamin D.
But it's the cells in the body that make it, that are inside the body.
Yes. But I'm just trying to find the most.
What do they think? It squeezes out of the pores and sits on top, and then it gets sucked back in again.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I guess so. But we are open to being informed and educated.
Yeah.
If anyone had any evidence to show that drinking alkaline water, that's another one, that's a big one, alkaline water,
it just
would change your body's...
Your body, entire body.
Yeah, your entire body's pH, and then it won't make cancer.
So your body doesn't have any kind of homeostasis of its own pH.
I don't know. I don't know what will happen. What will happen?
Well, it would just get buffered.
Okay.
The your mouth is neutral. It has to be neutral for the salivary amylase to work. The enzymes that work in your mouth to do the things to digest food.
Yeah.
And then it goes into your stomach where its pH is like 1 or 2.
Okay.
So the pH is very, very low, very acidic.
Okay.
In order to kill off bacteria, and there's enzymes in there that digest certain foods in the stomach at that pH only. So
yeah.
If you change the pH of your stomach, you're fucked.
Right.
You try and raise the pH of your stomach by drinking small amounts of alkaline liquids, your stomach acid is just going to piss on that immediately. With shitloads of acid.
That's brilliant.
And it's keeping you alive, that acid. If you try and change it,
yeah,
you'd die. You'd have a horrific infection and you wouldn't be able to digest your food.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. God, I'm going to throw in all my alkaline water.
Well, yeah, don't throw it away. It won't do anything to you. Just drink it.
Yeah, just drink your water.
Yeah.
For the next time.
Probably good for soil. Maybe that's why people have jumped on this. It's soil, isn't it?
Yeah, because it turns your hydrangeas a different colour.
Yeah.
I put coffee granules on mine and it turned them a lovely purpley blue.
Oh, nice. Mm.
Really nice. So the thought is, if you can do that in your own stomach.
Yeah, you have lovely blue eyes.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, someone did make that connection and say that's like eating beetroot to change your eye colour. It is bonkers.
Although it gives you a really frightening piss.
It does give you frightening piss.
Yeah, and I got such a horrible kidney infection.
For a minute, you forget. Why you...
Oh yeah, I had beetroot for lunch.
Same with asparagus. It's like, oh, I got dark green pits.
Bloody hell, what is that smell? Do you get that?
Yeah.
Apparently, genetically, only some people can smell the nasty smell of asparagus.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, the actual asparagus smells fine. It's just the asparagus piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, the chemicals in it are only available to some noses.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh,
you've got that, you know, that when you're sleep deprived and you go, oh, spider in the corner. Really big black. Oh, no, there's no spider.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, you're in hallucination mode, are you?
Yeah. Mm. A little bit.
Yeah, that's never good, is it?
No.
What was I going to talk about then?
It's been a really fun podcast.
It has, isn't it? Have you been watching What We Do in the Shadows, the TV series?
No, because I love the movie.
But you're
so going to
love it because Taika Waititi wrote it.
Okay.
So you please love it because brilliant Matt Berry's in it with his lovely silky voice. And he's just.
I had a dream about Matt Berry.
Is it sexy?
No, he's just talking.
Oh, right. Well, that's quite sexy. And it's
he's not a sexy looking person.
No, but his voice.
But that, yeah.
Did you ever used to watch Garth Marenghi's Dark Place?
A little bit, yeah. There was the fun. We'll talk about it later. There was a bit about the woman on a period or something, and they were just. Do you remember that? She turned into a vampire or something?
Broccoli? She turned. This one woman turned into broccoli. But I was going to do an impression of it earlier because only because you said.
I just like him from the IT Crowd.
Oh, right. I didn't used to watch that.
It's really good. Oh my God, you haven't watched it?
No. I always thought it was like Silicon Valley, but for thickos.
Silicon Valley, what's that?
A really good HBO programme about, pretty much about, you know, Facebook and Instagram and those.
Oh no,
sorts
this is
of...
nothing like that.
Really?
It's like Father Ted.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's hilarious just, and cute.
I found it canned laughtery and a bit, I don't know.
Oh, it's just brilliant bits with a goth trapped in a cupboard. And
well, that sounds funny.
Yeah, and she tries to get a pair of shoes on and then
am I confused
toes...
between this and, oh, the Big Bang Theory is what I was thinking about.
Yeah, you're definitely not thinking about the IT Crowd.
Okay, because that seems a bit thick.
Yeah, they're all in a cupboard, just talking bullshit in the IT Crowd.
Right.
Yeah,
why are they in a cupboard?
They're in the basement because it's the least glamorous department of a corporation.
Right.
And it's just two men. One of them's... Oh, I'm assuming he's on the autistic spectrum. It's very strange.
Okay.
And one of them is just... The Irish guy, what's his name now? Oh, Chris O'Dowd.
Oh, I like him.
Yes.
Bridesmaids.
Yes,
oh.
Yeah. But he's, yeah, he's really good.
He's married to Dawn O'Porter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what, they changed their name, didn't they?
And he's just put an O in her name.
She just put an O in her name. He didn't change his name at all.
What?
Did he change his name?
No.
I don't know. Anyway, we're meandering along. But yeah, the IT Crowd is brilliant.
Yeah.
I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, maybe I'll watch it.
I'm going to make you watch it now.
I'll get over myself and watch it. Yeah, but only if you watch What We Do in the Shadows, the TV series.
Fine.
Okay.
Fine.
Give it two or three. I have to say, I watched it.
Really?
I watched it the other night, and I laughed so hard.
I think you're quite discerning on TV programmes, so I will
but you have
take
to give
your recommendation.
It's one episode.
But you will. I can't see you not loving the IT Crowd.
Okay.
It's got so many beautiful little funny details.
Okay.
It's very endearing.
Okay. Did they make it for like 10 bloody seasons?
No,
good.
Sadly. It's really funny. Not that long.
There's a really great bit, and it's not giving anything away, in What We Do in the Shadows, where they have when they have a committee meeting of vampires, and there's loads of famous vampires from history in it. And did you ever see Only Lovers Left Alive with, what's that amazing actress, Tilda Swinton, Tom Hiddleston? She's in it as like the head, she does a cameo.
Oh, right. Oh, right.
As her character in...
So that's a famous vampire film.
Yes.
I've never heard of it.
Oh, right.
It sounds
it's
good.
Really
I like
good.
Tom Hiddleston
yeah,
a lot.
Yeah, it's such a sexy film. It's great.
Mm.
But then they're having a committee meeting with all these famous vampires, so she does a cameo. And then he opens... the head vampire opens the thing to do FaceTime, and it's Blade.
Oh, no way. Where really?
Calling in via FaceTime. It's really funny.
It's a real actual vampire. They're like, Blade is an actual vampire in real life.
Yeah. It's very, very
good. Oh, he's like the most 90s vampire.
And they're remaking it.
Oh, no.
But with Mahershala Ali.
Stephen Dorff?
No. Mahershala Ali, the guy in Moonlight, that lovely film. There were lots of Oscars. Anyway,
I feel like I've been living under a rock.
We really stopped talking about skincare about half an hour ago, so I'm really sorry, guys. Listen next week.
Yeah. Next week. Hopefully the baby is as good as she has been this evening.
She's been really great. Good.
Pumpkin.
Let us know what you want us to talk about next week.
Yay! I finished my thing.
Yay!
Yay! see you on Facebook and Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us all of the idiot sort of spouted lies and nonsense to us.
We'll tell on them.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.